This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. I was recalculating the expansion of the universe the other day, and was wondering if we could use that to justify a lot split on the property you just helped me buy.
That's very funny. Brent Gloege, may he rest in peace, used to write back in the 1980s. He wrote little cartoons, 1, 2, 3 panel cartoons for national magazines. He got paid $100 back in the 80s. So what's that, like $5,000 today? Yeah. Money is kind of getting pretty expansive. You know the best thing about today's program? For the next 50-odd minutes, not that it's going to be an odd show, you won't have to hear anything about Clinton and Trump. We're Trump Clinton free zone here today, so isn't it great? Welcome, thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. If you have honeybees, save them, relocate them, go online to the Bee Rescue Hotline, sbba.org, sbba.org. We will talk about the upcoming election with today's guest, Dan Walters, syndicated columnist out of the Sacramento Bee. He's only written about 8,500 columns, so we're waiting for him to get some history under his belt. But we're going to talk about the different propositions in California. Fourth segments, the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll do in the first segment. And I don't know, do you read the comics, Richard? I'm kind of stuck on them since I was a kid. Even Rex Morgan and Mary Worth. And they tend to take like something that could take about 30 minutes or a couple hours and string it out for like 2 weeks. Except when it came to real estate, Rex and his wife and his little girl, and I guess she just had another baby, they're buying a house, 3 panels, an offer made and accepted, document signed, one house purchased, another sold. That's the quickest escrow on record. The next day, 2 columns, 2 panels. A house full of items are sorted and packed, and moving day arrives. So there you go. In 5 panels, a house was bought and moved into. Think that guy ever bought a house? 2 upcoming listings of mine, one on the Montecito Riviera. 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, expansive, tremendous views. You just can't take your eye off the view. They tell you not to take your eye off the ball, but you can't take your eye off the ball, the view. Hardwood floors. It's a classic 50s house with a brand new kitchen, many upgrades throughout. $1.7 million, if I can get the seller to take $1.7 million. He might want more. Another upcoming listing of mine on the Mesa. It's located between, it's on the ocean side of Cliff Drive, which is great, between Wilcox, also Douglas Preserve, known as, and shopping, so great location. 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, 2,000 square feet. 2 masters. 1 master is a 2-room suite, so it could be a guest suite, in-laws, kids you don't like. That's going to be priced at $1.5 million something. Call me after the program, 452-2428. 452-2428, we can talk about that. Let's take a look at year-to-date sales. We're at the 40th week of the year, 2016, through October 7th, 2016. Dad's birthday, October 16th, is coming up. He would have been 102. It's a good temperature. So year-to-date, we're down 6.7%. We have 6.7% fewer sales of single-family homes from Carpinteria to Goleta. We're down 6.7% for the first 40 weeks of the year from last year on the number of sales. We're averaging 20.4 per week. Last year, 21.9 per week. So we'll see how that ends up over the next 12 weeks. Last year dropped to 20.16. And so we'll see if we drop or go up because, you know, we've been having some good numbers. Still strong. Median price this year, $1.2 million year to date. And that's almost 4% higher than last year's median price. Year-to-date of $1,155,000. What is a bully pulpit? Someone just texted me. the use of the bully. So I have a bully pulpit because I have a radio program. I've got a whole new, I'm learning a whole new language now by watching Netflix British television. And yesterday, I'm so obsessive, like I get with everything, whether it's real estate, stats, cooking, I'm writing down all the words and the expressions. Some I can't repeat on the air. So I'm going to write a whole story in a different language that they speak in Britain. Why did I bring that up? Oh, bully puppet. Yeah, that's I don't know where that's from. That might not be English. British. So 1,000,002 year-to-date. Last year, for the entire year, it was 1,132,000. So we'll see if we drop from 1,000,002 year-to-date. Last year-to-date, 1,155,000. So that's year-to-date. Oh, I usually do what's in escrow overall, fourth segment, what's in escrow overall, what's in escrow under 1,000,000. But periodically, I take a look at what's in escrow over 1,000,000. Now, we just saw the median price year-to-date is 1,000,002, almost 4% higher than last year's median price. So we have 428 listings over $1 million. Now, out of the 428 listings over $1 million, 71 are in escrow. That represents 17%. So out of 428 listings over $1 million, 71 are in escrow. How does that compare to last year? Well, if you look at the last 4 years, the number of listings over 1,000,000 was 300s, 326, 306, 339, 380. And this year, like I said, it's 428. Last year it was 326. 58 of the 326 were in escrow over 1,000,000. So today it's 71. So that's 13 more than last year. So that's more than, we have 20% more listings in escrow, and that's a snapshot, so that's going to change daily, so it's you can't really hang your hat on that, but that's interesting. That's interesting. You'd have to go back to 2012 when we had 80 listings in escrow over 1,000,000. Again, just a snapshot in time. It's not as effective or it's not as telling as looking at, say, year-to-date, year-over-year, or quarterly, but it's, you know, it's better than watching the debates, right, listening to me. I couldn't even watch it. Turned it on. I couldn't watch it. And you know, if you check water meters in Santa Barbara after last night's debate, I guarantee there was a spike because everybody took a shower after the debate. I guarantee. I was in a house. I saw this online on MLS. I was looking at a house in Montecito, and it previously sold. So I was looking at the previously sold listing. And you ever go to camp when you had mosquito netting around your bunk? You see it in movies sometimes. Sometimes it's coming down from the ceiling, maybe from a circle, maybe a radius of 2 feet, and then it just drapes over the bed. Mosquito netting in camp. You know, we had it coming straight down like a box. Well, this was a master bedroom in a $6, $7 million house in Montecito. And they had their bed, and it was surrounded by posts that you could see building a carport out of. It was, and if that's Dan, and we have an accepted offer, tell me. We've got a call coming in. Have an offer out this morning. So over the bed was this post, like 8-inch beams and columns, and over that was like netting. I mean, I don't know if you call it mosquito netting or whatever it was. It looked good. It was just never seen it before. Lead-based paint disclosure, you know, we all have to do when we sell a house, all sellers. And I was at a listing, and it was an estate sale, so it was empty. And there was a lot of glassware, tumblers, all the kind of cool in the bar with glass decanters and everything. And I said, hey, that looks pretty good. I'd love to have those. I feel like a drink just looking at them. And the agent next to me said, you know, that's older. It has lead in them, lead leaching out of old glassware. And I wonder, you know, if you have to now, we have a lead-based paint disclosure. So if you're serving your guests glasses that are old, do you have to have them sign a lead-based glass disclosure? I don't know. Someone will sue. I did hear back on my drive here. Someone called. I couldn't pick up the phone, but from the controller, the county controller, who Joe Holland gave me, county tax assessor, who was on a couple of weeks ago. We're talking about property taxes, distribution. Then he gave me a chart, and I read them to you. And this guy is going to answer what happens to the 5%, which is millions of dollars, that the redevelopment agency is still receiving, even though they don't exist anymore. What's going to happen to that money? So I'll call him, and I don't know if he'll call in next week, but we'll get that answered. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break and come back with the columnist, the most dominating columnist in California, Dan Walters, and we're going to talk about the propositions you get to vote on. So stay tuned. You'll be right back.